Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Hedjim Perek Yod, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Basrachol Shishi B'zecher Afan Ruziva Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing who doesn't have a chilek olam haba. The Mishnah says Shloshim Malachim V'arba'ad Yoytes Ein Lam Chilek Olam Haba. There are three kings and four regular people that don't have a chilek olam haba. Shloshim Malachim were the three kings. Number one is Yeravam. He was the first king of Yisrael. We know that Shlomo Melech's son Rechavam wasn't the best king, and because of that, Yeravam split off and took 10 of the tribes, 10 of the Shvatim, and made a separate kingdom. And even though he was a very big Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik originally, he decided to not let anybody be Oil Regal and go to the Beis Hamikdash because he was afraid that they were going to go back to Rechavam. And because of that, he caused everyone to do Avodah Zarah, and that got him to lose his Chelek in Olam Haba. Achav uMenashe, these were other two kings of Yisrael who lived way later. They got everyone to do Avodah Zarah, so they lost their Chelek in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Menashe yesh a Chelek in Olam Haba. Menashe does have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Shemar, because the Pasuk says, this is after he was taken captive and he had terrible Yisurim, he did a very big tshuva and daven to Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vayispal Elov and davened him Vayasar Loi, and he entreated him, Vayishmat Chinosoi, and he heard his pleas, Vayishive Yushalayim Malchusoi, and he reinstated him in Yushalayim back to his kingdom. So we see that he did tshuva, so he has a Chelek in Olam Haba. However, Amaloi the Chum responds, Rabbi Yehuda, Malchusai Yeshivai, he was sent back to his kingdom, he got reinstated as king, but Loi L'chai Olam Haba Yeshivai, he did not get his Olam Haba back. And Arba HaDyotis, who are the four regular people, Bilam, even though Bilam wasn't a Jew, we know the Chassid Umas HaOlam, a non-Jew who's good, it could be Zecher Olam Haba, but Bilam had no chance of it. And our last three is V'Doeg V'Achitofel V'Gechazi. Doeg was in the time of David HaMelech, when David was running away from Shaul, he was helped by a city called Noiv Irakai Hanim, and Doeg told Shaul HaMelech about this and said it over in a way that Shaul understood from there that the people of Noiv helped David specifically to get away from Shaul, and Shaul called this Marib Malchus. It was like he was rebelling against the king, and therefore Shaul said we have to kill everybody out, and this was all because of Doeg, so he lost his Chelek and Olam Haba because of that. Achitofel was one of David HaMelech's greatest advisors, but when Avshalom, one of David's sons, made a rebellion, Achitofel joined his side and told him to do terrible things, among them to try to kill David HaMelech, to lost the Chelek and Olam Haba because of that. And Gehazi, who is the attendant of Elisha Navi, he caused everyone to do Avodah Zarah, so he lost the Chelek and Olam Haba because of that. Now we talk about groups of people who don't get Olam Haba. Dar HaMabel and Lan Chelek Olam Haba. The whole generation of the Mabel, they don't have a Chelek and Olam Haba. And here's another thing, Ve'ein Oimdin Badin. They will not be Oimid Badin. Bachris Hayamim, the Pasuk tells us that there's going to be a great din. There's going to be Tchias HaMesim of all of the dead, and the Tzadikim are going to come out meritorious, and the Rishayim are going to get punished. This is what we're referring to when we say Oimdin Badin, as the Mishnah is telling us that even though the Dar Mabel was terrible and they don't have a Chelek Olam Haba, at least they won't be Oimid Badin. They won't be brought back up and be judged once again as Rishayim. And how do we know this? Remember the Pasuk says, Lo Yadin Ruchi Ba'adim La'ilam. That's a Pasuk that's said in regards to the Mabel. And what do we learn from here? Loi Din V'loi Ruach. There's not going to be Din or Ruach, meaning they're not going to have it this way or that way. They're not going to get Olam Haba, but they're not going to get judged again. Dar Aflaga, this is some generations later in which the Chumash tells us they built the Migdal Bavel and they tried to wage a war against Hashem. Ein lahem chelek olam haba, they don't have a chelek olam haba. Shnei because the pasuk says, Vayafetz Hashem oisam misham al pnei kol haaretz. What's the drash of this pasuk? Vayafetz Hashem oisam. Hashem scattered them. Ba'olam hazeh, that means in this world. And misham hafitzam Hashem, that's another pasuk that says, from there Hashem scattered them. That tells us, olam haba, Hashem scattered them. Even in olam haba, then they don't get olam haba. On to another group of people, Anshei Sodom, the people of Sodom, terrible. Ein lahem chelek olam haba, they don't have a chelek olam haba. Shnei because the pasuk says, Vanshei Sodom roim v'chataim l'Hashem ma'od. The people of Sodom were evil and sinful to Hashem very much. Roim ba'olam hazeh, they're bad in this world. V'chataim l'Olam Haba, and they're sinners even in the next world, meaning they don't have Olam Haba. Avol oimed b'din, they're so terrible. They're even oimed b'din. They will be resurrected at the end of times, and they will be judged once again. Of course, as Rishayim. Now Rechamia says that no, el ve'elu ein oimed b'din. They're not oimed b'din. Shnei because the pasuk says, Al kein lo yakum Rishayim b'mishpat v'chataim badas tzadikim. How do we darshan this pasuk? Al kein lo yakum Rishayim b'mishpat. Therefore, the Rishayim will not stand up by Mishpat. Zedar Mabel, this is referring to the generation of the Mabel. V'chatoim badas tzadikim, ilu anshei Sodom, that's referring to people of Sodom. However, Amru Lai, the Chum responded to Reb Nechemya, and they told him, Einam oimdim badas tzadikim, when it says they're not going to be oimed badas tzadikim, that means they're not going to be with the tzadikim, they're not going to be judged for the good. Ahol oimdim badas rishayim, they will stand in the hadas rishayim, and they're going to be judged for the bad. On to another group of people, Miraglim, the spies, the 10 spies that were sent by Moshe Rabbeinu to scope out Eretz Yisrael to see how it is, and they came back with a terrible report. Ein lahem chilek olam haba. They don't have a chilek olam haba. Shnei because the pasuk says, Vayimusu anashim moitzi dibas haaretz rab b'magefa lifnei Hashem. And how we dash in this pasuk, Vayimusu ba'olam hazeh, they died in this world. And when it says b'magefa with a plague, that's referring to ba'olam haba, that they're not even zecher olam haba. Another group of people, Dar Hamidbar, the entire Dar Hamidbar, which cried and were so sad over the report of the miraglim, and we know that they all died in the midbar and weren't zecher to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ein lahem chilek olam haba. They also don't have a chilek olam haba. However, if ain't oimed b'din, they're not going to be oimed b'din. How do we know this? Remember the pasuk says, Bamidbar hazeh yitamu Visham Yamusu. In this midbar, Yitamu Visham Yamusu. It's a double lashon. And that double lashon tells us that not only do they die in this world, but they also have no Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, Aleim Hu Aimer, about them, the pasuk says, Isfuli Chasidoi Karse Brisi Alei Zavach. We see that these people who were Kairis Bris with Hashem at Har Sinai, they had a special covenant with Hashem because they were at Har Sinai, they're going to be Zaych and they will have Olam Haba. Another group of people, Adas Kairach, the congregation of Kairach, whom we know were all swallowed by the ground, Ena Sidal Alois, they're not going to come up from the ground. Shenemar the pasuk says, Vatachas Aleim Haaretz, and the land, the earth, covered them. And that tells us Bailam Hazen, this world. And when the pasuk then says, V'yovdim Techakal, they were lost from among the nation, that tells us Olam Haba, even in the future, for Olam Haba. Div Rebbe Kivitz Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Lezer says, Aleim Oimer, about the congregation of Kairach, it says, Hashem Memesum Chaye, Hashem can cause death and bring life. Myrid Sha'el Vayoel, he puts down in the depths, but then he pulls them back out. They actually will come out of the depths. And lastly, Asar Sashvatim, the 10 tribes, in Nasid Lachsar, they're not going to come back. We had mentioned earlier that Yeravam was the first king who had taken 10 of the tribes and separated them, starting their own kingdom. And this went for many, many years until Sancheir, about 130 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, exiled them to a place called Ashur. And so those 10 Shvatim are never going to come back. That's because they said, what do we need Eretz Yisrael for? We're so much happier where we are. It's a much more beautiful place. Now, how do we know they're not going to come back? Shnemar, because the pasuk says, Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres Kayoim Azeh. And what's the drasha of the pasuk? Ma Hayoim Azeh. Just like today, this day, Hoylech Vein Chayzer, it goes and it doesn't come back. It's just here for now, for 24 hours. Tomorrow's a different day. Afheim, Hoylechem Einim Chayzerim. So to them, they're going to go and they're not going to come back. Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Where's Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar says, then no, it's a different drasha. Ma Hayoim. Just like today, Ma Fil Umeir. It started out dark, but then it got light. Afaser Sashvatim, so to the 10 Shvatim. Sha'af Alahen, it was dark for them. They got sent into Galus. Bakach Asil Har Lahen, eventually will be bright for them and they will be returned back to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Dalar and hey, continue to discuss who doesn't have a chiluk in Olam Haba. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.